Now, we are going to go back to our top story. We reported on the condition in Yemen. As we said, the International Committee of the Red Cross has warned that more than 600,000 people are at risk of contracting cholera there. Let's speak to Masoud Shajadeh. He's with the Islamic Human Rights Commission, and he joins us via Skype from London. May, thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shajadeh. Now, the warning issued by the ICRC comes as it says that Yemen's health care system is collapsing because of the pressures imposed on it due to Saudi Arabia's war on the country. That, in essence, is blaming Saudi Arabia and its war for this humanitarian catastrophe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is not an act of God. This is not an earthquake or a flood or some sort of natural disaster. This disaster has been created by the policy of Saudi Arabia and its allies, and supported by the West, including United States and Britain. And without that support, without those policies, these mass number of people will not be suffering in this way and perishing on a daily basis. It really is outrageous. It's outrageous that in today's society, in front of all our eyes, in the front of the whole of the sort of media of the whole world, this sort of barbaric act is being played, and which resulting in this sort of catastrophe. We haven't had this sort of level of cholera anywhere else, and this is really could be prevented. It takes something in region of few pence of money, you know, peanuts, to actually treat every single person. We are capable of feeding these people. We are capable of looking after them. The only reason we are not able to do this is because Saudi Arabia is actually stopping the international community for saving the lives of innocent people. And then on top of that, bombing ordinary innocent people, including children, on a daily basis. This is outrageous.
Well, Mr. Shajadeh, as you've just pointed out, the most harrowing part of this is that all this death, all this disease could have been prevented had it not been for the Saudi onslaught on Yemen. Now, the Saudis say that should the Ansarullah movement and its allies agree to the demands given by the Saudis, the situation wouldn't be exacerbated. What do you say to that?
I mean, who are Saudi Arabia to even dictate what should happen in another independent country? Who are they to go above international law? I mean, if you go by international law, they're war criminals. If you go by Islamic law, they are criminals. They're actually killing innocent people. If you go by the humanitarian law, they're actually criminals. They are acting in such a way that really, I think even is too little to call them criminal. This is totally outrageous. And I think, you know, the international community so openly and publicly supporting these atrocities, they should be ashamed of themselves. I really don't know how these people sleep at night.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Masoud Shajadeh with the Islamic Human Rights Commission joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Shajadeh, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.